Welcome, everyone, to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Rodney Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host, Royce Fisher, here in just a second. Welcome to our world-famous pick show, the NFL Picks for week number 3. I'm going to tell you guys who's going to win, why they're going to win, and why some teams don't have a chance at winning this week as well, too. I'll also give you a live update on the Giants and Panthers game, which is just going final. Also, other sports topics as well. I want to remind you to always follow us online at rfsportsradio.com. Make sure you listen to our live 24-hour sports talk broadcast, RFSN, on TuneIn Radio. That's RFSN on TuneIn Radio. So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring on the star of our show, our resident NFL historian, the guy that was around for the Ice Bowl, Tecmo Bowl, and when the Cowboys played in the Cotton Bowl, the one and only Mr. Roy Fisher.
Gee, how you doing? You make me sound old.
That wasn't my intention.
Well, it was a nice introduction, but you made me sound old. Listen, you know, last show I complained about the officials. I guess Roger Goodell heard my cry because he came out today and said that we should support the refs, the players, the coaches, and the writers, but I'm not ready to do that.
Yeah, Goodell did issue a on-field conduct warning for the teams and coaches and the treatment of the officials and also the treatment of each other because they've been in a lot of skirmishes and things like that happening, especially in week 2, and sent out a message that, you know what, none of that's going to be tolerated. I think that Goodell's been so tied up with the Saints bounty thing and meeting with everyone that now he's trying to get back to official NFL business. So we'll find out what happens on Sunday if that warning is taken by the teams that are involved. So,
well, I hope he warned the ref to call a better game. I hope he did that. I hope he talked to them too.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the key things. I mean, that's such a big thing. If they call the right game, we won't have everyone upset. Now, there was a study that came out that says that in comparison to last year and previous years, these refs have thrown just about the same amount of flags as previous years. But I think the biggest problem is some of the flags that they've thrown, they've had to take back because they didn't know exactly what the call was. And a lot of times they've been marking the ball in the wrong place and making it, and that type of thing, I think, is what really is getting everyone upset.
Well, I can believe they called the same amount of calls, but I just don't believe that the calls were right. That's, I want to see numbers, how many were right, how many were wrong.
Right.
You know, but I can believe the same amount of flags, but I've seen a totally different game. We'll see. It's week 3. Everybody should be on better footing by now, including certain teams, and also the refs should do a better job. So we'll see.
Well, speaking of week 3, it got out to a big, good start for the New York Football Giants.
Wow.
They beat the Carolina Panthers tonight, 36-7. Eli Manning, trying to follow up his 510-yard performance, goes 27 for 35, 288 yards and one touchdown. And they jumped out to a 10-0 first quarter lead on, it was actually 20-0 in the first half. And, of course, the Panthers couldn't battle back from that. Cam Newton was 16 for 30, 242 yards, zero touchdowns. Again, the running game for Carolina suffers only 50 yards from D'Angelo Williams, who was their top rusher. But the Giants getting the win here, Royce. I think, you know, at 2-1, they're looking pretty good.
You know, and I did say the other week that the first game they played the Cowboys, I don't think they were ready. What a way to bounce back, man. These guys on fire. And especially Eli, he's what, 1,000 yards now in the third game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's definitely close to 1,000.
Yeah,
definitely, if not right at 1,000.
Listen, the got teams in the East, man, because I think the Giants got something to prove this year.
Absolutely. And in that game as well, the Carolina team had 4 turnovers that the Giants were able to capitalize on. So good Giants defense. Trying to get Cam Newton back in check, and they did that tonight. Let's jump to the Sunday games and start off with the St. Louis Rams sitting at 1-1 after that win over the Washington Redskins, let's just say lost by the Washington Redskins, and the Chicago Bears after getting beat down in week two in that Thursday night matchup by Green Bay. They'll try to bounce back in week three. They're 1-1. This is a home game for Chicago, and Chicago is favored by 8 in the game.
Wow, this is a hard game to call for me. Chicago, they had a little problem. Maybe they worked them out. And St. Louis is a little bit dangerous, but I think I'm going to stick with the Bears.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with the Bears, too. I know Jay Cutler had a pretty poor game his last game out. I mean, the defense for the Green Bay Packers really did a number on him. I think he bounces back against the St. Louis Rams. I think they finally find Brandon Marshall again, who leads their receiving corps with 143 receiving yards, only one touchdown. And that doesn't sound right to me. I thought Brandon Marshall would lead the league in receptions, and I think he's going to finally kind of show what he can do coming up in week three, and I think they get an easy win over the Rams. They're favored by 8 in Vegas, and I think that's a probably pretty good number to pick the Bears to win that game. So we both have the Bears beating the Rams. Let's go to the Browns and the Bills. It's the home game for the Browns. They need a win. Pretty bad, Royce. They're 0-2. Buffalo, of course, getting their win, and they've been really, really helped out by C.J. Spiller, who so far in two games has 292 yards rushing in two games. So, do you go with your Bills here? Or do you think the Browns will finally get a win at home?
Sunday night, Cleveland will be 0-3. I'm going to give the nod to Buffalo. They're playing pretty good. I think they're also getting on track. This is my own track week. All those teams going to get on track. But I do like Buffalo. And like you say, Spiller's the best running back in the NFL right now. So I'm going to go with Buffalo.
You know what? I think, you know, that last Browns game, you had Trent Richardson really having a lot of yardage. They finally got him going. Buffalo was pretty inconsistent. We saw their loss in week one on the road to the New York Jets. I know Buffalo is favored by 3 in Vegas, but go ahead and give me the Browns at home.
Upset, huh?
Upset pick. I'm going to go ahead and jump out the gate with my first upset pick. I'll take the Browns to beat the Bills some kind of way, somehow, and Brandon Whedon gets his first win. Some kind of way.
Well, why couldn't you just say Buffalo had a bad game like everybody else, like Dallas? Dallas had a bad game. The Giants had a bad game.
Well, we're going to talk about the Cowboys next, who played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the resurgent Tampa Bay Buccaneers, after now getting a win over I can't think of who they beat week one. But the Buccaneers will be playing the Cowboys. It's the Cowboys' first home game this season after playing two road games. They got that butt-whooping against Seattle, 27-7. They go home, Royce. What happens here?
Talk about being inconsistent. Dallas is my number one inconsistent team. And after that debacle in Seattle, which I kind of warn you that they always have trouble in Seattle, I kind of like this Tampa Bay team, and I don't think Dallas is still mentally tough. I'm going to give an upset pick to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You got the Bucs winning. I knew you were going to pick the Bucs. I knew it when I saw this game on the schedule. I said, I know you're going to pick the Bucs after watching them. Well, I said that the Cowboys are a better team. Now, if they play like it, is a whole different story. Now Vegas has them favored by 8.
I don't believe that.
That's a pretty big number for the Cowboys. Although I'm going to take them to get the win here. I don't think it's going to be a convincing win. I think it'll go down to the wire. I just hope there's some kind of way they figure out how to find Ogletree, get DeMarco Murray running the ball well. He's got 175 yards in two games. But they need to get him going over 100 yards, find Ogletree a couple of times. Jason Wood needs to catch the ball, and I think we'll get the win in their first home game.
And you know Tampa Bay is another team that Dallas struggled with. You do remember that, right?
Yeah, they've had some struggles against them before.
They've had some problems against this Tampa Bay team.
This is a new Tampa Bay team. I think,
right.
Like I mentioned on Tuesday's show, Greg Schiano's done a really good job of getting them ready to go and ready to play, changing the makeup and the attitude of that team. You saw Vincent Jackson have a breakout game for them in week two, and they'll have to control him in week three. But But I still think this home game is what the Cowboys need to go home, and I think they get a good quality win against a good Tampa Bay team.
Well, I think this Tampa Bay defense is much better than Seattle, and Dallas wasn't able to score but 7 points in that game, and I think Tampa Bay is going to surprise some folks on this, but we will see.
Let's jump to the Lions and the Titans. The Titans, of course, 0-2, still unable to get any kind of rushing attack whatsoever. Chris Johnson, so far this season, Royce, has 19 carries and 21 yards. The Lions, of course, coming to the game 1-1 after losing to San Francisco. I think there's nothing wrong with losing San Francisco as good as they are. And even on the road, they're favored to win by 4 over the Titans, who are playing at home.
Listen, this Tennessee team got dumped into my fantasy team lap. They were my defense. I have a total of 2 points out of them in three. Just going to the third game, I dumped them. I think they don't have a defense. The offense is staggering. Detroit's too much firepower. I'm going with Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Lions, of course, as well, too. I think Stafford has a big game. I think Megatron Calvin Johnson has a big game, and I think they definitely get a big win here. They need one to bounce back after their 49ers loss. All right, the Colts, they got their first win at home last week, a game that I called as an upset game. Give me some credit for that. I called it as the upset game, and they'll take on the Jaguars, who are 0-2. Although the Jaguars have been in some games, they were in that game in week one, lost in overtime to Minnesota. Who wins this game? The Colts are at home again for their second home game.
Well, we talked about Andrew Luck. You know, he kind of stumbled coming out of the blocks. He did much better last week. He got a good grasp on the offense. The guy looks sharp, one of the best young passers to come out of this rookie class. I'm going to go with Indy for the upset.
Well, they do have Indianapolis favored by 3 since they are at home. So we would technically be an upset, but I understand what you're saying. I'm going to take the Colts to win here as well, too. I think they have a better team than the Jaguars and, of course, a better quarterback than the Jaguars have as well, too, and better weapons for him to throw to, of course. Let's jump to the Jets and the Dolphins. Here's a game of 2-1-1 teams, a division matchup. The Dolphins are getting their first win last week thanks to Reggie Bush and what he was able to put on and able to accomplish. Take us out, Royce. Do you realize that Ryan Tannehill has thrown for more yards than Mark Sanchez in the first two games? Although Sanchez has 4 TDs, Tannehill has 1, and they only have a disparity of about 15 yards between the two. But nevertheless, Dolphins are at home, and the Jets are favored by 3. Who wins this game?
Jets have one of the best defense in the league. And with Tebow breathing down Sanchez, Nick, he better not lose this game. I'm going with the Jets.
You take the Jets to win here? You know what? Give me the Dolphins.
Ah, okay.
Give me the Dolphins to win.
You think Tannehill has it like that, huh?
No, I don't think it's going to come down to Tannehill. I just think that it's a divisional game. I think the Dolphins are going to play it very, very tough. I think they got some confidence after getting the win. Now they know they can win, although they had a really bad preseason, as we all know. And I think that Reggie Bush continues to have a good rushing, running game against that Jets defense. And I know that Darrelle Revis says he's going to play. He says it's a must-win game for them, so he's going to play. But it's going to limit his mobility a little bit. Of course, he may not need that much against Tannehill. But I think Reggie Bush is going to make that difference on those swing passes and those screens. I think that's going to be the biggest difference in that game. So give me the Dolphins in the upset there. Now, the 49ers, 2-0, looking like the best team in the NFC right now. They're taking on the Vikings. The Vikings, of course, 1-1. They had some lightning in the bottle in week one. They kind of lost it in week two. So tell me who wins this game here, Royce. I think we both know, even though San Francisco's favored by 8 on the road.
Alex Smith and company are rolling right now. My lock to win the Western Division, I'm going with San Francisco.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say the 49ers there as well, too, no doubt about it. All right, and then this game here, someone at the very least in this game will get their first win, and that's the Saints against the Chiefs. teams have played pretty tough. They're on the road. Saints are at home. We know what happened in week one when RG3 came in there and retook the Superdome from them. Saints are favored by 9 in this game. Give me the Saints to bounce back, get a win, and finally get things going.
Yeah, I'll take the Saints, too. I have never known the Saints to lose 3 games in a row. Not with Drew Brees quarterback. I'm going with New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going with New Orleans as well, too. All right, then you have the Bengals and the Redskins, 2-1-1 teams, although you can definitely argue that the Redskins should be 2-0. This game is in Washington, their first home game, and Washington is favored by 3 over the Bengals. Who you have here?
Washington should be 2-0. Last week they should have won the game. Penalty cost them the game. I say the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Skins also, too. Even though, you know, the Bengals, of course, a playoff team last year, Andy Dalton's looked pretty good. The rushing attack with Ben Jarvis and Green Ellis hasn't really panned out that well. But, again, he's got some weapons in A.J. Green and Hawkins also. Even with all that, you still think that the Redskins come away with the win.
Okay.
I was asking the question. I don't know if you heard me.
Okay, what was the question? I'm sorry.
even though the Bengals have been to the playoffs, had weapons in A.J. Green, you still feel like the Redskins will win the game?
Yeah. With Robert Griffin leading that team, I think they have a lot of confidence in him. I think the players really want to do better while he's in it. He makes everybody better. So I think they get a win. Matter of fact, I think they're the second-best team in the Eastern Conference division.
Mm-hmm. That's a big statement, especially when you got the Giants in there as well, too, and the Cowboys.
I say the second-best.
And the Eagles. Yeah, as I said, it's a big statement. That's a big statement for that particular division. Now, let's jump to a game where someone's going to get their first loss of the season. Talk about NFC East. The Eagles at 2-0 on the road taking on the Cardinals, who are 2-0 as well. Who wins this game here, Royce? They got Philadelphia favored by 4, though the Cardinals have been really, really tough, and they got to be riding high after coming off their win against the Patriots.
You know, both of these teams are really weird. I hadn't got a fix on either one of them. Philadelphia hadn't played that great, but they managed to win. Arizona, I hadn't really paid them much attention, but they are 2-0. They beat a good team last week. This is going to be, and they're playing in Arizona. This is going to be my upset pick of the week. I think Philly get their first loss against Arizona. It's something about playing in that stadium. I don't know what it is. I think they got the sixth man with the crowd now. I'm picking Arizona to beat Philly.
You mean the 12th man?
The 12th man, I'm sorry.
That's
the 6th. They got
the
basketball
frame
of mind.
We ain't basketball season just yet. Yeah,
you know, we were talking about basketball season. I'm trying to do both.
You know what? I don't think your prediction is really that far. On the road against the Patriots in Foxborough, getting that win says a lot about what they're able to do, and it says a lot about their defense. We know they have a really, really good secondary, and I think with their defense, I think they can have a real good chance of pulling off the win here. So I'll give them the win as well, too. I think that.
Wow, you're going along with me, huh?
Well, number one, the Eagles' loss really helps my Cowboys out, and then number two, I think that the Eagles can't continue to turn the ball over 4 times every game and expect to win. Either.
So you had an ulterior motive. You want Philly to win to help your Cowboys.
Want them to lose to have my Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Want them to lose to have my Cowboys. And, of course, you can't keep winning games by 1 point, and then at the same time you can't keep turning the ball over 4 times every game either.
This could very well be the game that they put together, but it's a mistake about Arizona. I hadn't quite put my finger on it yet. They are surprised. They have surprised everybody. They're undefeated. And I just have this feeling that Philly's not going to be that good. They're going to be exposed Sunday.
Yeah, we'll find out. Another battle between undefeated teams are going to be the Atlanta Falcons taking on the San Diego Chargers. The Falcons coming off that big, big Monday night win against Denver. And now they'll be taking on the Chargers on the road. In this game, San Diego is favored by 3.
I'm going to pick Atlanta in this one. I kind of like this Atlanta team. They've showed me something the last 2 weeks. I think they're on the road. The real talented team, you know, running back Michael Turner. I don't know how he's going to be Sunday after the DUI. But they got some dynamic
receivers. Hope he even plays Sunday. You know, the team might just suspend him for that game. You never know.
That's true. He might not even be there. But they do have Roddy White and some good weapons, and Matt Ryan's playing great. So I'm going with Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta for this win as well, too. It would be an upset win, which doesn't even sound right. I think the Chargers are 2-0. The teams that they beat, I mean, they beat the Raiders, and I can't think of the other team that they won against, but it hadn't been as convincing as I'd like for it to be to take on a team like the Falcons. I think the Falcons are coming there and do a really, really good job and make it happen as well, too. Both of these quarterbacks have very, very similar stat lines. Matt Ryan's 47 for 67, 518 for 5 touchdowns. Rivers is 48 for 65, 515 with 4 touchdowns. So it should be a good game.
Be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a good game to watch. It's a late game to watch as well, too. All right, then we jump into the AFC matchup. The Texans at 2-0 against the Broncos at 1-1. Peyton Manning suffering his first loss on the road in Atlanta. He goes home for this game. Do they bounce back against a good team like the Texans? Who, to me, this is their first real, real test this season.
Wow, you know I like the Broncos, but I'm about to take Houston. I think they're one of the best teams in that division. And, listen, these guys got weapons galore, and they're playing great. Long as they stay healthy, I look for them to win a division. I'm reluctantly taking Houston.
You know what? Houston's favored by 3 on the road in this game. Give me the Broncos. Give me the Broncos.
Wow.
The Broncos got their only win this season so far at home. I think the one reason they lost that Falcons game was because Peyton Manning came out there throwing 3 picks in the first quarter and wasn't quite on par. Couldn't figure out that Falcons shifting defense, but I think Peyton, knowing the perfectionist that he is, would not let that happen again. So I'm going to go with Peyton Manning to carve up the Texans and get a good quality win against the AFC opponent. If they can win this game against the Texans, that's going to say so much about Peyton Manning and the Broncos to everyone in the league. I mean, it's going to let them know that they're here, they can play with the big dogs, and look out for them because they're going to be a true Super Bowl contender if they can beat the Texans. I think they don't pass that opportunity up whatsoever. Yeah, give me the Broncos.
That's a bold statement, Rodney. I hope you're right.
Yeah, if they beat the Texans, they're legitimate to me. If they beat the Texans, they're legitimate.
I agree with you on that. That would send a message. And you're right, they could have had a bad game last week, and he did have a bad game. But I think they get it together. It's another good game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great game.
All right, another late game, the Steelers and the Raiders. Of course, the Raiders haven't won a game. Steelers on the road going out west to play the Raiders, and they have Pittsburgh favored by 5. Give me the Steelers all day in this game. Who are you picking here?
I'm going to pick the Raiders to be 0-3. So I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. All right, here's a big game we got to spend a little time on, talk about the Patriots and the Ravens. Both teams are surprisingly 1-1. The Ravens suffering their loss last week against the Philadelphia Eagles by 1 point. The Patriots losing to the Arizona Cardinals, as we went on before, last week as well, too, at home. The Patriots on the road going to Baltimore. It's going to be a tough, tough Sunday night game, a great game for a Sunday night to wrap up the Sunday. I got to hear your pick here. They got Baltimore favored by 3 since they're at home, but their line should probably be about even. So who wins?
Well, I know who you're not going to pick, that's for sure. This is my upset pick of the week. And, you know, I looked at this very, very carefully. And I think the Ravens, I think it's their time. I'm going with Baltimore.
Wow, surprised you went with Baltimore. I thought for sure you picked the Patriots to win.
I'm full of surprises.
You know what? I think this injury to Hernandez is going to be a big factor for the Patriots this season. Now, they did go ahead and pick up Kellen Winslow. Of course, he doesn't know that whole offense. There's no way he can know the offense, not just in 1 week, but in the whole season. We saw how long it took Ocho Cinco to learn the offense, and I think Kellen Winslow is going to take him just as long to kind of learn that offense.
Yeah, I don't even look for him to play.
Yeah, so I think that this Hernandez thing, they'll figure it out eventually, but against this Ravens defense, it's going to be too hard to do. Give me the Ravens to win this game. I think it'll be a great game. I think it's going to be a good game. We'll go down to the wire, but I think the Ravens are going to win this game. It'll be a low-scoring game, too, I think.
And if the Ravens win, what kind of message would that send to everybody else?
Well, you know what? We all know what happened the last time these two teams played. I thought the Ravens won that game, although, of course, their pass got dropped in the end zone, sending the Patriots to the Super Bowl. And, of course, the missed field goal didn't help as well either. I think the Ravens want their revenge, and I think they get it Sunday night.
I agree.
And then Monday night, the Packers and the Seahawks. Surprisingly, the Seahawks are 1-1 after beating up on the Cowboys last week. It's another home game. So, you know, Seahawks have a definite advantage there. They're playing the Green Bay Packers, who right now are favored by 4, even though they're on the road. The Packers bouncing back, getting that big win against the Chicago Bears, showing what kind of defense they really have and also what kind of offense and what they can do. Who wins this game, Royce? You say Seattle's one of the toughest places to play, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say here.
Yeah, but I know Aaron Rodgers on Monday night, he loves Monday night football. He shines on Monday night football. I think Green Bay wins this.
Yeah, he does. He does shine on Monday Night Football. It's in Seattle. You don't think this is that trap game? You don't think?
Seattle is the only trap game for the Dallas Cowboys. They're the only team I know that have trouble in Seattle. I don't think it's a trap game for Green Bay.
Yeah. I'm going to say Green Bay here as well, too. It's hard to pick against Green Bay, knowing what they're capable of, knowing what they can do. It's hard to pick against them in any situation, let alone against the Seahawks. So let's go back and review real fast. You got the Bears. I've got the Bears as well. You got the Bills. I've got the Browns. You got the Bucks. I've got the Cowboys. You got the Lions. You got Colts, Jets, 49ers, Saints, Redskins, Cardinals, Falcons, Texans, Steelers, Ravens, and Green Bay. And then me, I've got the Colts, Dolphins, 49ers, Saints, Redskins, Cardinals, Falcons, Broncos to beat the Texans, Steelers, Ravens, and Green Bay. So we got a little variety there.
Okay. So far, who's leading?
You know what? If I tally up both weeks, we're dead even.
Okay, this is the week I break away.
You tally up both weeks, we're dead even. So this week is going to be the week that you find out what's going on. Again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. Make sure you continue to download our show. Thank you, everyone, that downloaded this first show of the week. Make sure you go to our website, rfsportsradio.com, to listen to real live sports talk 24/7. And I want to remind you guys that coming up tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., we're going to be broadcasting live the DeSoto Eagles taking on the Cedar Hill Longhorns. DeSoto now ranked number 1 in the state by Max Preps. Going to be a huge game for that. And, of course, you got the Mavericks starting up next Friday. So tune into the website, rfsportsradio.com, to watch Mavs Media Day live as we go through the Mavs Media Day as well, too. So big stuff coming up, man. The big month coming up next month, so stay tuned. Thank everyone for listening. Until next time, continue to listen to sports talk from a fan's perspective.
Good night.